to the Friday night chat. And you can see, guys, I'm going to give you a little hands for the night. See, this is what I got. I got to listen to the music all faded out. So I see Bernie G is in from wherever he's at. Jeff is with us from Sacramento. I believe that's Jeff at Sacramento. Also, we got King Cap from Hawaii, or from Japan. Same difference. I'm kidding. No, it's not. But anyway, King Cap's with us. Tony is here. Where are you from, Tony? David Robinson. Is that the guy from the Spurs? Huh? Also, MD Phil Fan is with us. Colby Jack is here. Uriel, I know you're in Tampa. And Tony, Brandon Durham. Hello, brother. Where are you from, man? Let us know. Leslie from Orlando is here. Yeah. Jeff, River Rat's with us. River Rat's from up north, San Francisco, I think, because I met him. So I was on the air yesterday, as you guys may know, you may not know, but Jacob Nagari is with us. Greetings, everybody. For once I'm on time, says Jacob. River Rat's checking in. James Kaufman from Montana, right, James? Or one of the upper Midwest. What are the Rocky Mountain states? All right, man. And we'll check in with you guys as you check in with me. Reggie is here. Hey, Reggie, how you doing? This is great. We got the fam here, man. Bradley. What's your last name? Military Academy? Jesus. Tony Minerick. I've been listening for something hours of archive shows for weeks, and it's amazing the high quality of content Phil's created there. That's why I'm going to be dying young. And when I say young, I mean at 90. who wants to buy my archives? There, how about that? There's an idea. Maury, Phil, you're one of my favorite things. Maury in Tampa. How you doing, Maury? Good to talk to you. Alex is with us. Alex, my brother. What are you doing, Alex? Probably some technical shit. Montana, James, all right. James came down to Hollywood Improv. Allie is with us as well. I gave her the big shout out. Richard, Rich Yu is in Vader, Washington. Rich, how you doing? Santa Cruz, that's it, man. Riverette. And Allie and Sheila, all the girls are here. Sweet, Richard. So, great to have you guys here, man. You know, what the fuck is this, dude? Let's see what I want to tell you guys. F is for Families back on the air. I've been working very hard with our brother Derek Waters, and you guys are the only ones that know this. Derek, as you know, produces Comedy Central, and we are writing a script for a presentation that we're going to do. It's called a presentation. And I know I told you guys about this about a year and a half ago. That's how long some of this shit takes in this town to actually get in front of people. Ken Forsee says, Michael Jackson will buy your archives. Except the man's fucking dead, man. Allie is here. Gave you the big shout out yesterday, Allie, on the show. I mean, I was talking about you for at least a half hour. Just talking about, no, wasn't a half hour, but I was going on and on and on. And somebody finally said, would you stop already with this, Allie? Paul says he'll buy some of the Kives. Sheila, what you missed is just the... Sheila asks, what did I miss? It's hard to put it into words. But let's just say the ongoing evolution and maturation of this being that is the chat. It's a creature now. It's a thing. It's a person. It's got a head. It's got arms. It has limbs. It has an internal organs. And it's growing up and it's becoming something. And we don't know what it is. It's out of our control. So that's what you missed here on our chat. Philadelphia, Jonathan, great to have you with us, man. I actually did do, Casey, hey, didn't I, didn't think I would make it. Hello, Jack Balls, originally from Salt Lake, now in Albuquerque. To your people. Hey, Casey, so what's Kirky like, man? That's what I nickname it. I probably isn't called that. Kirky? Yeah, I come from Kirky. What's Albuquerque like? Because I met a lot of people from Albuquerque, a lot of people from Albuquerque. French Stewart, who was on Third Rock from the Sun and was on our TV pilot millions of years ago for NBC, French is from Albuquerque, but that's not all. Mike Judge, the creator of Beavis and Butthead and Silicon Valley and all that stuff, is from Albuquerque. There's a lot of good people from Albuquerque. Shelley McCrory, who was the vice president of comedy development at NBC, was from Albuquerque. I mean, this is 1 year I met like five or six people from Albuquerque, all of them in television or radio. Thank you, Leslie, for asking. My brother Dara is doing better. He's now in a facility for veterans, VA facility, and he has assisted living there. That means that it's not full-time nursing, as if you know the difference, and you get up to speed on this stuff if you have a loved one in that whole trip, man. But Dara's in assisted living, which is good, so he can, you know, go out and come in if whatever he wants to. And Bernie G, what is the phrase tightening of my jaws? Bernie, that comes from, what's the history, he asks. Where are you today, Bernie? I can't answer any questions from you until you tell me where you are this week. Got a lot of people checking in new this week. You know, because I went on the air yesterday and I said, I do this chat every week, and I don't know if there's any BSPs out there. You probably are not aware. We've had a lot of new BSPs. Last month, the month of March, was a record-breaking month for us in terms of members. So a lot of those cats are just sort of probably laying back. You know, it takes really, really active listeners. But I did mention you, Bernie. I mentioned Allie, and I mentioned Bung Holio, because you know, and a few of you guys. I don't remember who, but Luke D., love the Margaret Gray Players this week. Thanks. Thought it'd be funny if characters started breaking character because they hate the way they're being portrayed. I thought of doing that. In fact, that was my first instinct, Lou, and then Luke, I should say. But then I thought, God damn, man, I got to keep track of that shit, too. Because you're going in and out of character, and then you're also keeping track of a storyline, and it gets goofy. Phil, I just thought of a funny bit. Chris Norton is on talking about some shit and brings up how he... Okay. True romance. Margaret gets pissed off, then admits to having Frank do that. Then you call up Frank and gender confusion. That's pretty funny, man, but I think I'd have to clean it up a little bit. I'll tell you why I'd clean it up. Not because here's what we're doing now, you guys that are interested. We're beeping now the free show. So when we do the podcast, you're going to get it uncensored. Okay. A lot of you guys were worried that we're going to clean the language up, and we've decided that we're not going to clean the language up, but we are going to beep it for public consumption. But when it goes beyond the paywall, you get the language. So when you hear the show free that first day, and I think for 30 days when it's free, then you'll hear all of the, you'll hear all the nasty. No, you'll hear it beeped, and then you'll get the nasty. Albuquerque sucks, says Casey. Lived here only a year and a half. Fantastic food, fantastic, but gangs and crime are out of control. It's scary, tough town, especially compared to Salt Lake. Oh, that's too bad, man. God damn it. Bernie's in Apopka. Christ, you really know how to live, man. Bernie's in Apopka getting ready to truck over to Portland, Oregon. Oh, that'd be sweet. How do you go from... wait a minute. I bet you I know how you go from... from Orlando to Apopka is Orlando. From, you know, you would go up the thing there, 95, right? Not 95, but whatever the fuck that is, 75. And then you would cut over on the 20 from Atlanta, and then you'd take something north. I don't know. Look at me trying to tell. Uriel, hey, Phil, you mentioned on Tuesday that you did a rant that you didn't air. Did you record it, perhaps? Oh, boy. Periscope will love to hear it. I love your rants. Actually, learn things from them. Uriel, I tell you what I will do. I'll go on Periscope, and I'll let you know when I do that, Uriel. It was about, and I decided not to air it because it was just really, it was too partisan, and I wanted it to be more objective. And really the objective thing was there's a lot of people that are just flat failing as human beings, and they're blaming it on the government. I don't know whether they're Democrat, whether they're Republican, it doesn't matter. But there's a lot of people that are failing as individuals, and they're blaming it on the government. They're blaming it on Big Brother. So that was my thing, you know. And here's the thing, you know, I don't doubt that there's all kinds of shit happening, but you got to kind of deal with it, you know. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to just say, I give up and I'm going to sit in my chair and wait till somebody good gets elected and then I will, you know, go down and get a job? I don't think so. I think you got to do the do. So all this bullshit, you know, the GOP's rigged, the Democrats are rigged. Of course it's fucking rigged. Of course it's rigged, man. It's been rigged since 18 goddamn hundred. Casey, Margaret Great Players were hilarious. I listened to it 5 times this week. Harvey Wireman as Doug was classic. I like that too. Allie, the mule is back. You got that right. David Robinson loved Bud as Margaret. Yeah, Bud's been Margaret for a long time. Every time we do that, Bud.
I just think that, oh my goodness, I have to go to the bathroom. Where's the toilet paper?
Tony, sometimes the bleeping's pretty funny. Leaves the imagination. Absolutely. David, Bud as Margaret is the best because they got... Bud is because they got to be true. The General is pretty good as Bud, too. The General is Bud. Did that on purpose to him, man. Not bad, Phil. I haven't looked at the route yet. That's what I would do, Bernie. Stephen Miller. Jacob Nagari. RC used to tell people how stuff just rolls off his knife. Was that from a movie reference? Yeah, it was, Jacob. It's from Sands of Iwo Jima. And it's actually uttered by a character played by Martin Milner, who is a really skinny young actor. He went on to be in Adam 12 many, many years later. But Sands of Iwo Jima was with John Wayne and a bunch of other assholes. And I shouldn't say asshole. It basically was. Forrest Tucker, who later went on to F Troop. And he goes, are you kidding me? You know, you can imagine Martin Milner. You know, are you kidding me? Tough sergeants just roll off my knife. So, meaning he's just some punk who doesn't know what he's, you know, up against. Phil Fenn, I agree, brother. MD Phil Fenn. Mike Nickus, as a 16-year resident of Salt Lake, I can say yes, every town is tougher than Salt Lake. Reggie, beeping and profanity still not as funny as the general saying, GD it. Yeah. That's really old school, too, Reggie. That's what old people say. You know, every GD time, you know, they can't bring themselves to say the word. My father, my dad did not use any profanity. He didn't use any obscenities, but he used, is that profanity? Is that taking the Lord's name, all that stuff? Isn't that profanity? And my old man was good with the goddamns. My father, everywhere, every goddamn time I tell you kids and the goddamn that GD all over the place. But he drew the line at, when we were young, at the F word and the S word. And then when I got to be 18, it just came pouring out like a river. Just, are you 18? Yeah. These mutt, you know. Jeff is voting for Herb Sewell for president. Is Sky Baby going to get pulled over by the mouth siren guy? I got to do something with Sky Baby. I'll tell that apathy. Sky Baby is, him running into that water tower is getting old for me. So Cody Elms is agreeing with that. We got Uriel loved Pete Bone yesterday as well. He was hilarious. Yeah, Pete Bone is another character. We're going to begin to rotate standalone characters with the regular panel thing that we do and see how that does. I'm going to be on stage with Brendan Small, I think, at the Hollywood Improv as part of a show that Brendan does. He took part in our Phil Hendry and Friends, and so he has asked me to be on stage with him. When they do the thing. Oh, I think it's the 23rd, and I believe it's at the Hollywood Improv, so if you're interested, come on out and see Phil. Sheila's back with us. It was a freezing flash player out-of-date thing. Yeah. James Kaufman, is there a presidential candidate that can put Jethro Tull in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by executive order? I don't think so, you know. Isn't Jethro Tull in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? They're not? Jethro Tull is an interesting story, man. They're a very interesting story. Martin Milner, he was just a skinny kid. You're right, Richard. Yeah, Martin Milner just died. You're right, Jonathan, a few months ago. And I think I told you guys the story, if you didn't hear it. I was driving up from San Diego one weekend. I don't know why, but I'd been in San Diego for Saturday night. I'm coming up Sunday morning. And I flip on KFMB, which is the local talk station in San Diego, and all of a sudden I hear, and give us a call, you know, and and this is a fishing show. And these guys are talking about deep sea fishing. And I mean, they're talking serious, serious deep sea fishing. Cats going out and hitting what you get out here on the West Coast, whatever it is, man. I'm not a deep sea fisherman, but I guess it's like, what is it, man? Tuna and all kinds of shit like that. It's Martin Milner. It's Martin Milner, the Adam 12 actor. It's Martin Milner, all this guy. We're talking about it. He's, yeah. And let me tell you something, Toby, and he's got his sidekick, and these dudes are talking about fishing off the pier. They're talking about going to Mexico. They're talking about, and every time somebody said, hey, Martin, by the way, I enjoyed you on TV, he'd go, yeah, yeah, thanks. He'd want to move past it, just like, just, I don't want to talk about that bullshit anymore. And I got to tell you something, I don't know shit about fishing, but it was very interesting, and I could tell these guys knew their stuff. They're talking about, you know, how many pounds of test a line is and what kind of deep sea, you know, pole you have and the big size and the guy, Jesus. All right. Luke D., I know we got the traffic report, but what about a weather report? I never knew what to wear because Bacon and crew never give the weather. That's true, Luke, and we could all go out and get our death of cold. Well, we'll see. I'll have another character do it. Hey, I know. How about Karen Deauville? Oh, it's going to be windy today. You should cover up. You should cover, you know, something like that. Allie, Mr. Henry, my parents said the West Indian type of profanity, shite, was worse than any other word when I was growing up. Did you say shite? You did say shite. Is that what they said, man? And they pronounced it that way in the West Indies? You know, it's just, it's culturally, I can't even imagine, because I was in the Caribbean a number of times, I can't even imagine anybody down there cursing. I never heard of a dirty word where never is heard. I didn't. In Jamaica, any of those places, of course, I don't know. I couldn't understand anybody. I watch a lot of soccer, and I told you, there's two versions of English that I can't understand for shit. Jamaican and Scottish. Have you ever heard a Scottish guy just like full on just Peter Cantonis points and I cast right and he cast around the room? No roundabout to team. You know what? Did you go to the Did you go to find seat? Let me see the captain. Let you see the captain? Get the fuck out of here. That's happened to me many times and I've been embarrassed and hey, yeah, where's Bung Holio? Phil, when you're thinking about leaving terrestrial radio and going all digital, how nervous were you that it might not be successful? Is it currently as less or more successful than you hoped? Colby, good question. I was never nervous because we already had our business, our digital business, up and running. In other words, we had a subscription base. I was never nervous. By the time I left terrestrial radio, we had a very good business going. I was sad to leave terrestrial radio from the standpoint that I'd spent all of my career in it. But I was really happy, man, to not have to make anybody happy but myself. And that's a challenge. That's one thing about running your own business, running your own whatever you're running. You are worse than any boss you ever had. You're going to be worse. You may not think, but you are. You're going to be worse than any boss you ever had. You're going to run riot over yourself and everybody. You got to back that off. And I really had to learn the hard way that one, man. Stephen Miller says, I believe Jethro Tull is in the Flute Hall of Fame. Now, that would make sense. That would make sense. We'd like to be in the Rock and Roll. Well, you're in the Flute Hall of Fame. What the bloody hell? Well, that's as far as it gets. I can't help you with anything. Go over and see the flute man. I love when Margaret says, take a dump, and her voice gets really low.
Well, you know, Allie, I don't really know where you were raised, but excuse me, but I have to
take a dump. Don't you guys think that Hillary Clinton was gorgeous when she was younger? Not gorgeous, but... love to hear Mouth Siren Cop, Richard. That's another suggestion for that. Can we get a film for Saturday featuring rather large-chested women? Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want, Jeff, we can do... Jeff, you know, you're something, man. Here you are, a doctor. So you must make a lot of money. Jeff's a brain surgeon. You must be just rolling in bank. And if I had your bread, well, maybe I do. No, I would definitely, you know, Jeff, this is the time in life for you as a successful brain surgeon, or maybe not successful, I don't know. If you're not, there's always the Frankenstein route. By the way, I saw a movie the other night. God damn, Frankenstein's Army. Has anybody ever seen Frankenstein's Army? Fucked up movie. Really messed up, man. It's a great plot. It's the Russian army has invaded Germany. It's the end of World War II. The Russians are coming in from the east. And they get an emergency distress signal, and it's coming from someplace, and they make a decision. Turns out they've been manipulated into making this decision by one of their own members of their own unit. And they go and they hit this, like, house. And it turns out to be this laboratory being run by this Frankenstein guy. And one by one, these Russians get picked off by this army of mutants that he's created out of, like, parts of dead soldiers. It's jacked up. He's got one soldier whose head is gone, so he mounted a huge propeller blade. And that's what the guy's got for a head, a propeller blade. All kinds of shit, you know. Where are we at here, man? Sky Babies, King Philip, greetings to you and my BSP brethren. This is from Baker and Bowes. Hey, Bake, man. So here's the other Jeff. This is Jeff Baker in Bozeman, Montana. Mike Nick is Sky Babies mini chopper versus Lloyd in an old World War II era P-51 Mustang in a dogfight. God damn. I don't think I have a P-51 Mustang in my sound effects library, but I'll have to... Whatever Margaret mumbles is very funny. It is. I like the Margaret mumble. River Rat, Karen Deauville. We should have Karen Deauville doing the weather, I think. We have a question here from Greg. Hello, Phil. Greg from outside Pittsburgh, PA. Great. Greg checking back in with us. Shite. Yep. That's the British pronunciation. It's old British. It's old, like, 18th, 17th century British, you know. By the way, Ali, thank you so much for turning me on to Mr. Weiss. I forget his first name, Tim Weiss. An astounding guy, man. An astounding fucking guy. Really good stuff. I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm just going to recommend that you listen to this guy and listen to him with an open mind. I mean, every guy running for president should hear this guy. Every guy that thinks he's got all the answers should listen to this man, Tim Weiss. I'm not going to tell you what he says. I'm not going to tell you what he's about. But I will tell you this. If you see what he talks about in a title on YouTube, you won't even know the half. The guy's such a powerful speaker that he's going to fuck up any attitudes or prejudices or anything that you may have. So if you don't want to be, if you think a certain way, he may piss you off. He may ruin your day because he speaks such really clear truth. So I loved him. Bernie, Ali, have you heard the phrase bum calotte or something like that? Keith Hampton, hey, what's up, Phil and Phil? Hey, Keith, how are you doing, man? Keith, where are you calling from again? Or where are you checking in from again? Let us know. I see Keith a lot on Facebook. He's one of my Facebook friends. Ali, bumbaclot. Yeah, that's how it's pronounced. Here is Dean Freakin' Wheeler. Best YT video of a Scottish guy you can't understand besides the F word. Angriest guitar player in the world. I got to check this out. This is going to be good. Hold on. Now you're going to make me do this, man. Got to check this out, man. This is from Luke Dean Freakin' Wheeler. I'm completely, you know, like, not very fast at doing stuff, guys. I apologize. Oh, no, man. Okay. Where is the love? All right, let's see. Hold on, man. Ah, oh, fuck. I did. Yeah, okay. All right, yeah. Can't hear this bitch. Sorry. When people fuck with the audio and shit, though, that's like not funny, you know.
Oh,
can't hear that motherfucker. To everybody that puts their own ha-ha audio behind shit, fuck you, okay? You're not funny. Not you guys, but you know what I'm saying? Ay, 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 ay. I wanted to enjoy that too, man. That was a good link. Thanks, brother. Thanks for sending that to me, man. Let me get down here to where we're at. God damn it. I hate it when fuckers... I know, I got a pet peeve about that. I have this pet peeve about, here are two cats playing, and they put like, I don't need your shit, man. You're not producing a fucking movie. You suck. Okay? You're not a professional. They just fucked up that whole video. I'm not watching that video now. I'm sure it's got 85 billion downloads because I'm an asshole and the rest of the world is great, but... All right, where are we at here, man? Luke, every white person should read Tanea Coates' book, Between the World and Me. I read that and said to myself, now I understand Kermit Washington. I'm open-minded enough to know that you're all dead wrong. Thank you. That's Ken Forsey. Where are you, Ken? Where are you? Nobody checks in here without telling us what city they're in. I got to know. I must know. I've got to know. Greg, Miss Don Parsley, no, you can't do the bit without uninformed callers expressing their outrage, but the whole concept is just so brilliant. Keith Hampton. Oh, yeah, I've seen that crazy guitar player guy. He's great. Tom Minerchik. Where are you at, Tom? Is that true, Ellie? I've heard bad Jamaican music use that word all the time. Either way, your explanation's hilarious. Shite. David Robinson. Oh, my God, that is great. Cody Elms, oh, wow, this is incredible. What was that? This is absolutely hilarious. You guys like that? He looks like Letterman. Yes, he does. Baker and Bozeman, Phil, it was such a privilege to be able to have the general respond to a couple of questions of mine 2 weeks ago. So tonight I would ask Herb Sewell to respond to this question. Was there ever an instance at a Atascadero that you feared for your life? All right, that's a great question. Was there ever an instance at the Atascadero that you feared for your life? Herb, what do you think?
Well, no, I never feared for my life. I feared for other people's lives, of course. You see,
you know. Well, so you weren't afraid?
No, what would I be afraid of? I've already got 1 foot in the grave, you know.
You see,
just the fact that I've already got 1 foot in the grave.
Well, were you afraid of Walter Belhaven?
Oh, no. But Walter's a wonderful card player, wonderful. He had great conversation about botany, as you know. And
no, but the guy killed.
Yes, he killed, but he killed out there. He killed the sheep. He killed the things. He killed the things that wander the landscape. It wouldn't kill me. I'm a human being. Walter only killed things. He didn't kill human beings.
Well, what is a human being?
Anyone that was in Atascadero. Except he did strangle little Timmy Sutton. Timmy Sutton had been a car thief. Timmy Sutton had stolen some record, something along the lines of 11,000 automobiles in a single year. He promised to stop. He never did. Wonderful card player. He was a pinochle player, as I recall.
Does everybody played cards at Atascadero?
Yes, everyone played cards. But what else is there to do? Did everyone play cards at Atascadero? You listen, Phil? I'm talking to a guy over here.
Okay, Herb, if you don't mind. All right.
So, now what did... no, so it was Jeff and... It was Bozeman. It's,
Jeff and Bozeman.
Right. So, no, I would say the following. I would say that I was not afraid for my life. I was afraid for other people's lives. There was a time... Well, Timmy Sutton, when Walter went after Timmy, went after him with a... he went after him with what do you call that?
I don't know. What was it?
It was a head, a trimmer. Not a trimmer, but an edger. Oh, an edger with the edge. The edge lawns with it. He had a, only this was a,
well, just shears.
There was a lot more to it. But he went after him because we were doing gardening on the north part of the property. Herb always wanted to go to the north property, especially on Saturdays, because the people would cruise up and cruise the front gate of the hospital. People like yourself, Phil, who would go, oh, look, let me take a picture of all the nuts. Herb resented that violently, as I did. So Timmy one day told Herb, Walter, I'm speaking to myself. He told Walter some crude reference to Walter taking the skull that was found in his basement that Bunny had fought so very hard to retrieve from the Alameda County Sheriff. He said, why don't you take that skull and stick it up there with all the other things that you treasure? And Walter said, Walter didn't speak much, and so he pointed to his ass and went, meaning that, and Timmy went, yeah, that's right, deaf mute. And I looked, and Walter had disappeared, and so had Timmy. And no, wait a minute. Walter was edging the lawn. Are you following me? Yes. And Timmy was edging the lawn and doing some other bullshit.
Little Timmy Sutton, the car thief.
Little Timmy Sutton, the car thief, yes. So, and then I heard this exchange, so I looked up. They were both gone. And it was 30 seconds later that one of the guards, I heard a whistle blowing and I heard the horns going. And Walter was behind the gymnasium with Timmy and had a good part. Well, I don't want to say which limb, but it was almost fully removed. Good God, that's right. That's what we're dealing with, Phil. That's why Walter says he shouldn't be let out. He almost severed it, yes. And
which limb was it?
The head.
And the head is not a limb. All right, well, there, that's it, Jeff. Tom Baker, Herb Sewell is so great. Love the episode when he's in the backyard of the halfway house and the sound effects have birds, and he's talking about the birds and squirrels. His maniacal laughter is great. Also really loved him and Chris discussing the lady that helped with the jailbreak. Only downside is that Manhunt ending was not getting to hear Jay. What? Oh, Jay Santos talk about it nearly daily. Bradley, missed the BSP promotion when you would have a voicemail in the character. Yeah. Dude, you got to get into this thing, man. It's a one-year subscription. I think last month was the promotion. So, Jeff, here you are. Jeff, I'm in heaven with Bunny Bellhaven. Yes, Bunny's chili. Outstanding. So you liked Bunny? Oh, I love Bunny. Bunny is a wonderful woman. I haven't had sex, though, with a woman in many, many years. And the reason why is because, quite frankly, I don't want to trigger something. You know, do you always see your mother when you're with women? Much of the time, my ex-wife was my mother. My ex-wife's the luckiest woman in the world. All she got was kicked out of a car. I hate to think. So I deny myself to women as General Jack Ripper once said. Stephen Miller, it is really awesome that you allow the BSPs to interact with your characters. Mr. Henry, best part of BSP. Thank you. Cody, yep. James, great idea. Richard, easily one of RC's best. Mud Turtle, goddamn, those are some days, weren't they? The show has changed so much, man. Times have changed. You know, it was so funny because, where was I? I was talking to somebody, said, well, that's what I used to do. They were talking about some bullshit bit that somebody was doing, an Ali G type thing. I said, what, you know, everybody's doing that shit now. You know, it seems. Apathy, deaf, mute, defuck, mud turtle. I'll have to look that one up. Cody, I still laugh when I think of it, especially when I see a mud turtle. Walter Bellhaven is a real stand-up guy. Yes, he is. Walter's a stand-up. He's a wonderful man. You'll kiss the gunner's daughter. That's one from Harvey and RC. I miss Operation Peep Tom. We'll bring that back, River Rat. The mind is a terrible thing. Phil, you had a dog named Casey? I did, Casey. We had a little terrier. Got to duck out early. Enjoy your weekend, Phil, and the rest of the BSPs. Nuts. Thank you, Cody, very much, man, for being with us. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for checking in with us. Baker and Bozeman, my Lord, Phil, thank you so very much. What an honor. Well, you know, Herb is one of my favorite characters. People always ask me, who's your favorite character? And I tell you, I could do Herb Sewell all fucking day long. Well, maybe for one day, and then I'd get tired of it after that. But that character, I remember driving home one night when I fully got that character. I was driving home. It was 11:30 at night. And suddenly, the whole Herb character came to me. And I, in my mind, I was going over how he would respond to different questions, where he was from, his relationship with his mother, what his attitude was toward his law-breaking, what his attitude is now. And it just, bang, there it was. And, you know, so Herb, what do you think of the death penalty? The death penalty? I'm against the death penalty for everyone but me. You know, I think the last person they should put under the switch is me. The last man to ride the lightning should be Herb Sewell.
What about they have, like, lethal injection?
Get Bud Dickman out of here, please, or I'll kill again.
Get out of here, Bud.
If they have lethal injection, I don't care how they do it, but I should be the last one.
Bradley, already a year subscriber. Maybe I'll buy one for a friend next time you do it. Well, you know, that's, you know, Bradley, I think you might be onto something, man. We should have something for our BSPs. If you want a voicemail or some kind of a message for me, I'm happy to do that shit. That's no problem for a price. No, I mean, we'll see. Reggie, Phil, would you be so kind as to ask Chris Norton for the title of his next movie? Chris, do you know what the name of your... Well, that's a good question. All right, well, who's the guy that asked the question? I think it was Reggie. Oh, okay, Reggie. Well, first of all, I'm not really sure. We're working on two films right now, Free and Loose. That one will be with Esaida. What's her name? Esaida Johnson.
Esaida?
Yeah. There's Electra and Electra, you know, Carmen Electra. So I thought we'd have a actress named Esaida. And Esaida Johnson is very, very sensible. She's extremely hot, you know, very well put together. And we're very, very excited about it. So the name of the film is tentatively... Yeah, the name of the film is tentatively Free and Loose with Esaida.
Free and Loose with Esaida.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm not stuttering over here, am I?
No, you're not. Jesus, what a dick.
Oh, you're the one that's fucking asking me all these questions, man.
Keith, where you at, man? You're in a thing. I think it would be great for Colleen Brewster to come in and offer some Travis specials tailored... travel specials tailored for the world's current state. Good idea. Like what? Like everywhere but Europe? How about that, for starters? Chris, what's the name of that other movie you did?
Well, the other movie I did was Norton, because all of my movies start with the name Norton. All right?
Right.
So the first movie I did was Norton Splodes. Then I named my company after that called Norton Splodes. Okay.
What do you mean Norton Splodes? Can you speak in a language that any man, no matter what his race or nationality, can understand?
I just said it. Norton Splode.
Norton Splode.
No, Norton Splode.
Norton Explodes, General.
God damn.
My next film is probably going to be Norton Gets Excited. And,
oh, Norton Gets Excited.
Fuck it, man. Fuck this, man. I can go down to the Rusty Pelican, man, take shit down there and get a drink out of it. By the way, dude, are you still roped off down there at the Pelican? I am roped off, yeah. I mean, if there's any chicks, any babes that are, like, if there's any chicks on your chat tonight, I'm at the Rusty Pelican, Hermosa Beach. I am roped off, but it's not like some big thing. Just come up to the edge of the velvet rope and go, hey, Chris, you know, I'm so-and-so, I'm with Phil Henry Chat, and I'll say, okay, let me finish my drink, and, you know, I'll get to you.
Great. Carlos, how you doing, buddy? Carlos is with us. Where are you calling in or checking in from, Carlos? Jeff, Phil, notice how that rip-off artist Dane Cook fell off the radar. You know, I don't know Dane Cook's work, Jeff, and I would have to defer. And I know that Dane has great respect, and I haven't seen him, man. I don't really want to get into trash talking anybody. I do know the cat has had immense success. I should only want his success. By the way, somebody said to me, oh, I think it was Jamie, the guy that manages booking for the Hollywood Improv, said to me, have you ever seen Eddie Pepitone? I said, I haven't. And I said, but I know he's kind of advanced in years. He goes, yeah. I said, what, do I remind him of you? He says, well, the guy, he got hot late in his career. So I can dig that. Ken, I still read bedtime stories to my kids in your voices. Thanks. You're welcome, Ken. Sewell and Dickman, Stephen Miller, from River Rat. Ha ha, Free and Loose. Yes, Chris?
Well, I mean, I'm somebody. The other one was Run Wild in the Hills of Amanda. You know?
What was that again?
Run Wild and Loose in the Hills of Amanda.
Run Wild and Loose?
No, Run Free and Wild.
No, you said Wild and Loose.
I think you did say Wild and Loose. No, man. I didn't.
All right, well, what's the name of the movie?
The name of the movie is Run Free and Wild.
You know, you're a lion. Okay, so I forgot.
Chris Norton never gets old. Even better watching. Justin Franklin, how you doing, Justin? Haven't talked to you in a while. You just got home here in Channel Islands Harbor. Dude, you're right around the corner, man. You know, Justin, we are going to make this area fucking huge, man. Because I was talking to, I talked to more and more people that are moving up here, and I talked to a lot of people who are former Newport Beach people, and that's when I say to them, would you please leave? And they say no. And I said, well, I thought I'd ask. Here's Carlos. How's everyone doing this evening? Carlos, we're doing great, man. We're doing great. I can be here with y'all. I'm glad that you're here. Now I can do the do and the funky chicken too. Raging. All right, man. Tom, would Chris do a space porn called Spider One by Norton Explodes? Is that what it's called? Spider One? My eyes are fucked up, man. Sorry, I gotta get my... What? Wait, where is it? Sploder One. Hey, Chris, what do you think about a space movie called Sploder One? What? Oh, you know, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Explorer One, right? Yeah, Explorer One? Yeah. No, we have two space movies in the offing right now. First movie is going to be called Explorer One, Excalibur. And
what is your Excalibur? Is that it?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm not, you know, like, do you need to turn your hearing aid up or something?
Hey, let me tell you something there, surf dude. I don't need to turn anything up. The only thing I'm going to turn up is the heat on the Bunsen burner that I park under your ass. Now, how's that feel, huh? Tight fit?
Hey, man. You know, old man, if you want to...
Old man! You see an old man, you go ahead and drop him down a mineshaft.
Shit. Bernie G. Phil, do you remember why you gave Chris his lisp? Yes, because of a disc jockey I worked with, Bernie, in Orlando, Florida, by the name of Tom. And he talked that way. And also, the lead singer of a group called Chairman of the Board was on stage one day. I was watching TV, and he was on American Bandstand. And he was singing a song that included the line, I've got sex appeal. And he said, and I've got sex appeal. And I thought, shit, that to me is the ultimate dumb guy, stud dumbass. You know, in other words, the guy's all, he's just all about bringing it for the women. And he's about as stupid as the day is long, so he can't... You know, his pronunciation's fucked up. So I thought that would really bring that character to life. So when I talk that, and I think that's the one thing about Chris that makes him maddening and endearing and everything else is just, my name's Chris. And first of all, my sass appeal, you know, and I think I told you guys, I heard a guy locally here on Ventura County Radio, and the guy was great. He really was. He had great pipes. He had a great ability to announce. He had great personality, but he couldn't say the word excellent. And that was the difference between him being full-time in L.A. and full-time in Ventura. The guy's like, you know, that is excellent. It really is excellent. All right, coming up here on the Billy Bob Show, it's going to be fantastic. And that track by the Supremes was excellent. And I thought, oh, that poor fucker, you know. Until you get whatever cementing needs to be done, if you get, I don't know, some kind of an infrastructure, maybe NASA can help you, you ain't gonna be anywhere but, you know. Love the name Rusty Pelican. Ha ha, he's killing me right now with this. Yeah, Rusty Pelican, Tom, is an actual famous chain of bar restaurants that have, from time to time, proven to be the local meat market in various locales. We had one in Glendale, Pasadena. There was a Rusty Pelican up here in Channel Islands. There's, I don't know how many Rusty Pelicans left. There's still one in Newport Beach, I know. Going to have to get him another. Bernie G. Leather, Velvet Rope, Jeff, Purple Vein Productions, James, Roped Off. Casey, did you know there's a place called the Rusty Pelican in Florida? Did they steal that name from you? Of course, it's the Rusty Pelican. So, no, I think it's the same chain, Casey. I think it's the chain of restaurants. They got a bunch of them. But it just seemed to me like the perfect puck. I used to go to the Rusty Pelican and watch Dodger games. You know, in the summertime, they would have, you know, big screens. So I'd go in there and pound beers and watch these games. But as I looked at the, you know, clientele, as I looked about me, I realized where I was, you know. And it was pretty funny to watch all these dudes, you know, I guess I was one of them, you know, hitting on these chicks and the waitresses and shit. Pretty interesting. There's a restaurant off the 210 freeway. If you ever come out to California and you're traveling west on the 210, the 134 through Glendale, off to the left on a mountain, on a hillside, right off the freeway, is a restaurant that I think now is some steakhouse. At one time, that was a Rusty Pelican. And that's really the place that I had in mind. Mike Nickus, dumb show idea that I've put away too much thought in. I put too much thought into. A new Western Estates resident discovers a loophole in their association covenants that calls for presidency review and special election if 60% of the residents dream it necessary or deem it necessary. Bobby reports to desperate resorts to desperate measures to put down this upstart, but is being forced into an election to keep her spot. Pretty cool. I like that. Maybe Bobby thinks she's got this thing knocked. You know, this happens.
Every now and again, someone finds the loophole, right, Steve?
Yeah, there could be a loophole.
There's a loophole. Okay. Okay, Phil?
Yeah, I know what a loophole is.
All right. So, Steve, what are we going to do?
I've taken measures.
Well, what do you mean by measures?
Steve has taken measures that are entirely within the law. He placed a phone call to them and said that he would advise them to drop.
Did he identify himself?
Excuse me, I would advise them to drop this effort.
Did he identify himself?
Furthermore...
What do you ask, Mr. Rink?
Did he call anonymously?
What do you mean anonymously, Phil? He called up high. How's that anonymous? You're a person.
Did he give his name?
I don't give my name.
Why not?
Because you don't understand, Mr. Henry.
I'll do it, Steve. You don't understand, Mr. Henry. Steve doesn't need to give his name.
Yes, he does. If he's calling somebody up and telling them that they better do this or that... You know?
No, he doesn't.
Well, James Coppin, run wild and loose in the fields of Amanda. Yes, I think that's a magnificent name. Chris Norton with his Sith Pack. And Chris Norver, all he ever gets is Rusty Ventures, any Venture Brothers TV show fans here. No. Venture Brothers? Holy shit. Florida's the dangling turd of America. Oh, man, that is harsh. All Chris Norton ever gets is Rusty Ventures. What was that thing? He's got his, one of the things I have is a six pack, and I'm Rip. You're Rip? Rip, man.
You know, that's the guy, he doesn't say full words. It bothers me deeply.
Justin Franklin, bit idea. Chris Norton's trying to get funding for his at-home laser hair trimming kit. So you can hear, ah, shit. But there's no takers, no shit. Yeah. Chris has sinus. Carlos just said Chris has sinus issues. You know, a lot of what makes me sassy to a lot of women is the fact that my sass is very evident. Now you live on Route 66? No, man. How many times I gotta tell my sister lives off of Sissy Sis? Okay.
Oh, okay. What? I don't understand. Where is Sissy Sis? What is that?
Route Sissy Sis. You never heard of.
Oh, is he talking? Yeah, he's saying Route 66. Holy, you know something, Norton?
You know, General, yeah, save it, man. Hi, Phil. Checking in from Weed, California. It's Christopher. Hi, Ellie and Bernie. And drive safe if you're out on the road. Bernie's out and he's in Apopka right now, man. So it's all, you know, copacetic there, dude. Do we have any BSPs from Massachusetts? I think that's where Carlos is. Any BSPs checking in from Massachusetts? Paul D'Antino, I'd like to hear you change up the music a bit to maybe include some Frankie Lyman or crap like that. Might be an interesting change. What the fuck? Goody, goody. I got your goody, goody swinging, man. Frankie, I know you're bullshitting me, D'Antino, so don't fucking tell me you're not. Although I'll try and find some. You asked for it, you got it. Get out of here. I'm not going to play goody-goody. All right. Exploder 1 was the name of mission to blow up the moon on Mr. Show. Awesome. Mixing up history with comedy sketches now. Mind is slipping away. It was fun while it lasted. Exploder 1. Mr. Show, man. Whew. Looks like I'm moving out of this lame state. Carlos, you're leaving Massachusetts, man? Where are you going? Massachusetts, huh? Phew. I don't know. I wouldn't live in Massachusetts unless I came from there or if I was, like, living in Boston. Here's a guy from Motor City, David Riley. Good to talk to you, David. Have you ever used any of your character voices when dealing with customer service or at a drive-in window? No, I haven't, but people have often... Matt Besser... from UCB did a thing that was just fucking brilliant, and he did it back while I was in Florida. I heard about a guy doing this. And it was Matt. And he was getting so many wrong number calls for something that was in New York that he started to fuck with them. And he recorded these people that were calling. And it turned into, I think, a series of bits that he did that were very funny. I was talking to Matt about it. Excellent, man. I'll just tell you that. River Rat, Casey, there's also a Rusty Pelican in Southern Cal. Yeah. Hey, River Rat, there used to be more than one. Is there one up in the Bay Area? It could be that Rusty Pelican is like going the way of so many other places, you know. Newport Beach, California on Coast Highway on a Friday and Saturday night is the meat market capital of the world. And they got Josh Slocum's, they got all these joints. And that one goddamn place that I went to in Costa Mesa that I'll never go to again. I forget the name of this shithole. And they thought they were so the shit, you know, because there's a lot of money down there. You walk in there and you got to practically just kiss someone's ass to get service at the bar. And then we were there one night and I got so pissed off. There was a lady, an elderly woman, sitting in a wheelchair, or actually sitting on a chair in the middle of this mob of motherfucking people that someone had just left there to go off and talk and drink with her fucking friend. I just got so angry. And the next day I got on Twitter and I just ripped this place an ass. I know what it is, the Four Crowns. The Four Crowns in Costa Mesa, California is a toilet, a fucking toilet. And on top of that, let me just say, you're rude to your customers. You left that old lady just sitting there. I'll never forget that as long as I fucking live. And she was like, she had no, you know, she wasn't going to go anywhere until somebody came and got her. And she's this elderly woman in this crowd of you know, 30 and 40-something people. And then when I went to the bar and I asked for my drink, you didn't have Don Julio Silver, which is okay. I don't, you know. But when you say shit to me like, I'm busy, sir, you know, when you give that look, man, you just fucked up. You know, so David Robinson, hey, David, from Detroit on the coast of the El Pacifico now. David Robinson is out here on the West Coast with us. Casey, damn river, I want to go. River, right? Yeah, the Rusty Pelican, you got to go, man. Jacob Nagari, I remember the episode, Jacob says, I remember the episode where he was teaching you dance on the radio. Too sexy for my shirt. We did that whole thing, man, where, okay, now I'm going to do the splits. Now I do the splits over a cracked, over an egg. Now I'll do the splits over watermelon. All right, now I'm turning the pages of the book with my butt, you know, the butt cheek. And with one butt cheek? No, with both of them, man. Stephen Miller, it's a very good and pleasant blend of the real Phil Hendry as well as the interaction with the characters that the BSPs very much enjoy. Thank you, Stephen. Mike Nickus, moments in the show that never fail to crack me up. Anytime the general says, if you see blankety blank, kick his ass, and anytime Ted claims he's ruined. Yeah, well, I got to bring the roped off thing back into it more. You know, I was completely roped off today. By the way, guys, we did our first table read today for F is for Family. And I saw our cast was there. Mo Collins was there. You know, Bill Burr was there. I'm trying to think of Earhart, Ainsley Earhart. Oh, shit, Ashley Earhart was there. A lot of cool people, man. A lot of people from the cast. Really happy to see everybody. Oh, and Brooke was there. You know, Mike Price, who also is a showrunner for The Simpsons. He is showrunning F is for Family. He's a very nice guy. And in fact, I thought I left my car key there. Can anybody answer this question for me? If you have a keyless ignition, okay, and you leave, and a valet brings your car, but he has the key on him and you take off, can the car still go with the key in the possession of somebody else? Justin Franklin, yeah, you have a picture of me. I sent you a while back, the guy wearing Ted Bell sweatshirt with a surf. Oh, yeah, Justin, I remember you, man. I use that picture all the time, dude. That's you, dude. Are you in California? You look like you're in California. Let's see, Justin. Did you say where you were from? Justin bought one of our very first Ted's of Beverly Hills shirts. Yeah, that picture is like a... that picture, Justin, is, I would say, iconic. Page turn. Carlos, anything special for us guys that's going to celebrate April 20th? Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't smoke weed myself, Carlos, so But I realized that maybe we should do a show like that, you know, just blast up on the 20th. I can fucking get high on the air right here. I mean, I could get fucking high right here, man. The general is killer. All of the cast and various characters are so fleshed out. Love how they continue to evolve, and also love when some relatively grounded characters get way, way out there. Thank you very much, Tom, for that. Appreciate it. David Robinson, still the RP and NB. Newport Beach. Hey, dude, so are you one of those guys down there at are you down the Rusty Pelican? Are you down the Pelican, or... I party in Newport Beach a lot, okay? I know a lot of people. Right now, Hermosa is basically my headquarters, you know? But I do like party in... I like party in Newport. I don't go to Laguna because of the gay, which I'm not against. I'm not against the gay, but... Reggie, Phil, hats off to you, sir, for selecting only the finest sound effects and background music, whether it's the drive-through guy saying, how you doing, to the squeaky bed during Norton Explodes filming. All that stuff kills me. Thank you very much, Reggie. Tom says, I'd love to live in a development with all the characters in Phil's head. Perfect combination of comedy and psychedelic surrealism. Think about that, man. Just living in a fucking place with... how you doing this morning, General?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Is that your car down the end?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like someone peed all over the side of it. I'm sorry to have to...
Peed?
That's right. I can tell the distinctive smell of urine. Someone let it go all over the side.
Oh, you know what that is? It's cat piss.
What's that?
It's cat piss.
Well, unless that cat's got one the size of a garden hose. What do you mean cat piss? It's, look at it, it's all over the thing.
No, it's just a little dribble. That, what you're seeing there is a bad paint job.
Oh.
You know, something like that. Be so busybody, right? Keith Hampton. Matt, I love that when Dean Wheeler was telling the panel how he was hopping over mushrooms in a Peter Pan suit with fairy boots. He was that affected and infatuated. Callers back in the day were awesome. He was jumping over mushrooms in a Peter Pan suit. Jeff, yes, can he put bacon strips on his nipples? That was Chris Norton, I think.
Sis Pat of Wine Spritzers.
Right, exactly. So what are you going to do this weekend, Chris?
What?
What are you going to do this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'll probably be down at Rusty Bell. I'll probably be down at the Pelican. Steve's going to be tenant bar. Generally, Steve is the one that, you know, works the rope.
You really have your bar stool roped off.
Yeah, I mean, why is that? For me, I realize it'd be unusual for any other guy, but it's not unusual for me. It's suspected. You know,
it's suspected?
No, man. The chicks expect it.
Oh, the chicks expect it. Yeah.
How come you always talk to me like I've got some mental, you know, like I'm half my mind is gone or something?
Because you sound like half your mind is gone.
General, take it easy.
Anyway, I'll probably be down there and I'll probably stop in at the Pelican. We're probably, you know, go over to Excalibur and have some dinner or something. It's pretty exciting over there late at night. And they give you Esra mayo with your guacamole.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, they give you Esra mayo with your, artichoke.
Yeah, I'll bet it's an artichoke.
Shit. Man, you are rude, dude. Very, very rude.
Damn, I love Norton. I think he may have been the first character heard of the Phil Hendry Show. Him and Doug Danger. Yeah, Norton was. The night we came up with Chris Norton, and I'll never forget, he was a bachelor of the night. We had him as this, you know, really, a real catch. Okay, ladies, here he is. And you know, he was an eligible bachelor, and we built him up like, you know, he's wants to have his own business someday. He's a telemarketer from Huntington Beach or whatever. Here's Chris Norton.
Right. I am very sussy, and I'm very, you know, sensible. But I do eventually want to settle down with one lady.
David Robinson, Phil, my first exposure with you was when you were in Minneapolis. Bob Green weighed customers on the way in the store. No shit! When I was in Minneapolis, we had Bob Green going. And on the way out to check who is eating the food in the store. No, I couldn't have been Minneapolis because I didn't create Bob Green until after Miami. Bob Green, I met the real Bob Green in Miami, and I created him in Miami. Minneapolis was before. No question, I hope you heard us in Minneapolis, because we did a lot of fun shit up there, man. It's a solid 3 1/4 pounds in the winter. I wouldn't bury my dog in Massachusetts, says Richard. Casey, yeah, and Skyboy should be 6 pounds swinging meat, and the Skybaby 3 pounds swinging.
You guys are fucked up in the heads.
All right. We got to boogie with the canned heat here, guys. And I am, as always, very, very grateful that you have joined us. We'll have our movie of the week tomorrow. And, oh, fuck. Starting a week from tomorrow, we are adding one more piece of BSP premium content, and that is every Sunday morning will be Elcott, The Next Step. So, and the reason why we're doing that, the reason why we're doing that is because we feel that you guys, if ever there was a crowd of people that, you know, frankly need some kind of religious programming, we'd like to become the first digital channel to offer religious programming to you. And the only religious programming, the only religious programming we can offer is, you know, Elcott, The Next Step. So that'll be a week from Sunday, the debut of Elcott, The Next Step. F is for Family back on the air. This could be a very big summer as we push ahead with our TV project. You know, fingers crossed, man, huh? Fingers crossed. Thank you very, very much, everybody, for being with me here. We'll give you our next date there at the Hollywood Improv. Have a safe weekend. Have a great weekend. I love you. Appreciate you. Thank you to all of our new BSPs. Please join us if you're a BSP and you're not a regular, you know, on the chat. Come on in, man. It's all good.